It's that time again for a soundtrack of the 60s with Neil Stevens. Here's Neil.
Thank you, Jill, and thank you, Marquise, for bringing us in with Last Night. We don't talk about Last Night, we talk about the song. It's my theme song. Neil Stevens here with you. I hope Jill likes that song. She better. Or Carl, the webmaster, will talk to her about that. Anyway, thank you very much for joining us here. It's Soundtrack of the 60s for October. October, yes, 2020. Yeah, this year will end soon, thank goodness. And we're going to play some original songs that were covered. You know, for instance, you know, you remember Barbara Ann by the Regents, and then Barbara Ann by the Beach Boys. Well, we'll play the Regents. And there are many, many, many others. Along Came Jones, Twist and Shout, The Wonder of You, This Magic Moment, been covered many times. And when you say cover, that means it's been recorded a second, third, fourth, fifth, eighth, tenth, twelfth time, who knows. Gloria's been done quite a bit. We'll dedicate that to our friend Gloria. G-L-O-R-I-A, Gloria, and Bring It On Home, Money, and My Special Angel. We're going to have a lot of tunes to play with today, and you're going to enjoy this. So Carl, the webmaster, has got that turntable all done. He's been dusting off the 45s. This has gone way back. So I guess you got some extra dust cloths there. I certainly hope so. And so let's get started and see what we do. October, Soundtrack of the 60s on the 60s official site. We're going to start it off with a song called Lollipop. It's by Ronald and Ruby, and then we'll tell you all about it. Here they are. Ronald and Ruby, Lollipop. Yes, Lollipop, written by Julius Dixon and Beverly Ross, 1958. First recorded by the duo Ronald and Ruby. Yep, Ross herself was Ruby. Then covered more successfully by the Cordettes, a female vocal quartet, the Cordettes. Their version reached number two and number three on the Billboard Pop and R&B charts, respectively, two and three. And the song became a worldwide hit. The Cordettes, yep, Cordettes version reached number six in England, where there was also a cover version by the Mudlarks, which made number two, the Mudlarks. Another version of the song was recorded by Bobby V in 1961. How many of you knew that, huh? Well, Carl the webmaster, he's got all the answers. You have a question, send him an email. And don't forget, take a look, real close look at Carl's website, the60s official site.com. You'll learn all about this stuff and much, much more. We'll tell you all about it here in a little bit. Let's move along. The Beach Boys had a popular version of this, and then the Regents recorded Barbara Ann. There we go.
Ba 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 Barbara Ann. Ba 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 Barbara Ann. But I knew they wouldn't do a Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann. Take my hand, oh Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann. Take my hand, you got me rockin' in a rollin', rockin' in a rhythm, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann.
We started two in a row there with the Regents, Barbara Ann. Beach Boys covered it back in the 60s. The next song was Love Potion Number 9 by the Clovers. Yes, Love Potion Number 9. Potion with an N. Preceded the hit by the 64, hit by the Searchers. Now, did you know there is a Love Potion Number 9? Yes, there's a Love Potion Number 9 drink. You may or may not know about that. It's a good frozen cocktail, especially with strawberry vodka and chocolate-rimmed glass. And a chocolate-rimmed glass. One of the nice things about this Love Potion cocktail is that it has just a half ounce of liquor. So it's gentle, low-proof drink that is also delicious. Okay. Now, I've never had one. I'm a beer man, basically, you know. From way back, Schaefer beer. Yeah, Schaefer, the one to have when you're having more than one. I'm not trying to be a commercial here, but I like Miller Lite. It's light. And Anheuser-Busch Natural Light, Carly Ostrzemski's favorite beer. Yes. We're going to move along now to a great song. It's called Baby It's You by the Shirelles.
It's not the way you smile that touched my heart.
Sha-la-la-la-la.
It's not the way you kiss that tears me apart. Whoa, many, many nights roll by.
I sit alone at home and cry over you. What can I do?
When baby, it's you. Baby, it's you.
Sha-la-la-la-la.
You should hear what they say about you. Cheat, cheat.
Sha-la-la-la-la.
They say you never, never, never been true.
Cheat, cheat.
Oh,
doesn't matter what they say.
Baby, it's you. Baby, it's you.
You heard Baby It's You by the Shirelles. That's for 1961. Now, Baby It's You, written by Burt Bacharach, the music, Luther Dixon, credited as Barney Williams. I met Luther. I'll tell you about that. Mac David, the lyrics, also the recorded by the Shirelles and the Beatles, and became hits for both. The highest charting version of Baby It's You was by the band Smith, who took the song to number 5 on the U.S. charts in 1969. Yeah, Billboard, jumble of information from today to way back. All this from Billboard and, of course, Wikipedia. Luther Dixon, I met him in Miami thanks to my my oldies buddy. Used to run the record museum, John Miller, so... saying hi to John Miller, but Luther's gone now. But I did meet him, got to talk to him, saw him a couple times. He's a nice man. And on we went. Yeah, he wrote songs for Elvis and a lot of other people. Okay, so that's the story, Baby It's You by the Shirelles. Now we're going to move along here. 1960. I Fought the Law. Okay, I Fought the Law, song written by Sonny Curtis of the Crickets, and recorded in 1960, which became popularized by the Bobby Fuller Four, who had a top 10 hit with it in 1966. But here it is, the original, 1960, I Fought the Law, the Crickets.
Well, breaking the rocks in the hot sun, I fought the law, and the law won. I fought the law, and the baby and a good fun. I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law and the law won. I left my baby and I feel so bad. I guess my race is run. She's the best
The Law of the Crickets from 1960. Yep, ahead of Bobby Fuller 4. So there you go. Okay, the next song is called Along Came Jones by the Coasters, 1959. Yep, westerns were the most popular genre on TV and film in the 1950s and early 60s. I watched them. In mocking their inescapable presence, the song takes inspiration from the 1945 Gary Cooper film, Along Came Jones, a comedy western. In the film, the long, lean, lanky Cooper lampoons his usual slow-walking, slow-talking screen persona. Along Came Jones is a comedic song written by Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller and originally recorded by the Coasters, but covered by many other groups and individuals. Righteous Brothers did it. Yep, Along Came Jones, Righteous Brothers, on their Sayin' Something album, 1967. In their version, by the third verse, Bill Medley, who says the repeated line, and then, has lost patience with the story as told by Bobby Hatfield, his partner, a cover version by novelty pop artist Ray Stevens in 1969, who else, reached a peak of number 27 on the Billboard Hot 100 charts. Let's give a listen to Coasters, Along Came Jones.
I plopped down in my easy chair and turned on channel 2. A bad gunslinger called Salty Sam was a chasing Poe Sweet Sue. He trapped her in the old sawmill and said with an evil laugh,
if you don't give me the deed to your ranch, I'll saw you all in half.
And then he grabbed her.
And then
he tied her up.
And then
he turned on the buzzsaw.
And then.
And then along came Jones. Talking Jones. Slow walking Jones.
Slow talking Jones.
Along came
Commercial came on, so I got up to get myself a snack. You should have seen what was going on by the time that I got back. Down in the old abandoned mine, Sweet Sue was a having fits. That villain said,
give me the deed to your ranch, I'll blow you all to bits.
And then he grabbed her.
And then
he tied her up.
And then
he lit the fuse to the dynamite.
And then.
And then along came Jones. Talking Jones. Slow walking Jones.
Slow talking Jones.
Along came Lonely Lanky
show. But there was the same old shoot 'em up and the same old rodeo. Salty Sam was trying to stuff Sweet Sue in a burlap sack.
He said,
if you don't give me the deed to your ranch, I'm gonna throw you on the railroad track.
And then he grabbed her.
And then
he tied her up.
And then
he threw on the railroad track.
And then
that train started coming.
And then along came Jones. Talking Jones.
Slow walking Jones.
Slow Talking Joe.
Along came Lonely Banky Joe.
I'm gonna raise a holler about a working all summer just to try to earn a dollar. Yeah, the time I call my baby, try to get a date, my boss says,
no die, son, you gotta work late.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Well, my mom and papa told me, son, you gotta make some money. Now, if you wanna use the car to go a ride next Sunday. Oh, well, I didn't go to work, told the boss I was sick.
Now, you can't use a car cause you didn't work or live.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Take 2 weeks, gonna have a fine vacation. I'm gonna take my problem to the United Nations. Well, I called my congressman and he said, quote,
I'd like to help you, son, but you're too young to vote.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Hey, you had Summertime Blues there, Eddie Cochran, 1958. We'll talk about that in a second. And before that, the original of Along Came Jones, 1959, by the Coasters. Boy, I love that song. Wow, unbelievable. Okay, we had Eddie Cochran singing Summertime Blues, 1958. Song was co-written with his manager, Jerry Capehaft, and recorded by American rockabilly artist Eddie Cochran. Originally a single B-side, it was released in August 1958 and peaked at number 8 on the Billboard Hot 100 on September 29, 1958, and number 18 on the UK singles chart. Been covered by many artists, including being a number 1 hit for many country music artists like Alan Jackson, and scoring notable hits in versions by Blue Cheer, The Who, and Brian Setzer Band, yep, last of whom recorded his version for the 1987 film La Bamba. Remember that? Yep. And it was Setzer who played Cochran. Yeah, that's right. Check it out. Jimi Hendrix performed it in concert also. Summertime Blues, Eddie Cochran. What a great one. Let's go to the original Twist and Shout. Remember that? The Beatles did it. But my favorite always was the original by the Isley Brothers. Nothing wrong with the Beatles. I like the Beatles. Come on. But 1962, this was a smash. Originally recorded by the Top Notes, but it became a chart hit as a single by the Isley Brothers in 1962. The song has been covered by several artists, including the Beatles, on their first album, Please Please Me, The Tremolos in 1962, and The Who in 1970 and 1984. The Beatles version was by far the most popular and was used in the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Do you remember that? Yeah, Twist and Shout. Love Ferris Bueller's Day Off. No day offs for Bueller. No, he's got to go to class. Remember that guy, Bueller? Okay, Twist and Shout, the Isley Bros. Here they are.